Rick and Dan, Brendan Dalton, Norwig on FM Talk 106.5 at 6.08. Three big things we're looking at includes Governor Ivey rescinding that mandatory tourist evacuation. So, Tony from Chattanooga, you can go back to the condo again. Sorry about that. We caught him halfway up the interstate. No, we can go back.
Oh, we can turn around now.
Yeah. Let him know. He's 12 miles south of Montgomery. Also, we've got Hurricane Delta approaching Louisiana. And will Trump and Biden debate again? And if so, when? You can check out these stories online at FMTalk1065.com. Also be talking about them this morning. First things first, Hurricane Delta. Obviously a storm that we're intimately familiar with because it was one of those hurricanes that, you know, we didn't know if we were going to be a direct hit earlier in the week, back about Monday to Tuesday morning.
Yeah, we started early on pretty squarely in the cone,
yep.
If you remember.
I do.
And then as the storm made its way over the Yucatan Peninsula, or as some folks in the national media call it, the Yucatan. Not sure what.
Do they really?
That's what I heard several times yesterday. I believe Yucatan is correct.
Traditionally it's Yucatan.
Yeah, and as the storm made its way over the Yucatan Peninsula, it started moving even further westward, and we kept...
Peninsula.
We moved further and further eastward of the cone,
yep.
And it does look like it's expected to make landfall in Louisiana. So a close call for us, but it does appear we've dodged at least this bullet.
Yeah, so it intensified again over the warmer Gulf of Mexico on Thursday. It appears to be leveling off in strength. Delta center is currently about 200 miles south of Cameron, Louisiana. If that sounds familiar to you, that's nearly the same path that
Laura
took, a month and a half ago, maybe. Delta's storm surge is going to be dangerous and life-threatening regardless of any weakening of its winds up until landfall. The highest storm surge is expected in parts of south-central Louisiana, not just near the immediate Gulf Coast, but also in bays, inlets, and to some degree inland along rivers and bayous, and we know how that works around here. We've been through it all, right?
That's right.
In some of these areas, flooding may take days to recede, not just from storm surge, but also from rain-swollen rivers and bayous temporarily backed up, unable to drain effectively to the Gulf, because this is going to be a big rain event into those areas, so it's going to be a mess. At least some storm surge flooding is also expected in southeast Louisiana, including along Lake Pontchartrain, how about that, and along the Mississippi, Alabama, and upper Texas coast, including areas affected by Hurricane Sally last month. That would be us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to Dr. Bill later on this hour about what those effects may be for us. So just heads up.
And the biggest question now regarding Hurricane Delta is, will it be a Category 3 or will it be a Category 2 storm as it strikes the coast? And, you know, this storm was moving quickly earlier in the week.
It was.
Dr. Bill had it at around 17 miles per hour, I think, yesterday morning. Since then, it's slowed down this morning to 12 miles an hour. Mm. Not quite as slow as Hurricane Sally moved into our area, but still, it slowed down from how fast it was going. Now, our latest update from Dr. Bill regarding weather in our area coming off of Hurricane Delta, and this was from yesterday, so he'll give us a full update here at the bottom of the hour, but at least yesterday he was saying our area can expect 1 to 3 feet of storm surge, also 2, maybe 3 inches of rain, and we'll see some pretty steady 15 to 20 mile per hour winds later today, tonight, with gusts of up to 30 or 35 miles per hour, but the storm expected to make landfall this evening there in Louisiana.
I was busy last night at UMS Wright with the game against Satsuma, primarily because of this storm, because so many high school football games got moved up to Thursday.
Yep.
This was when we really didn't know if we were going to be more in the path of the storm at all. We were even thinking maybe no games this weekend. So it turned out it wasn't a bad evening at all. It was kind of humid, a little breezy, any rain went away before kickoff, and it was actually a kind of a pleasant night out there.
Yeah, it worked out as planned.
It did work out, as it turns out. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey issued a second supplemental state of emergency proclamation as it relates to Delta. That happened yesterday, and she spoke with the coastal mayors and county commissioners down here to kind of let everybody know exactly what the decision was. And basically, it rescinded the original one where tourists had to leave those rental properties anywhere on the island, for instance, Dauphin Island, Gulf Shores, Orange Beach.
Yeah, some were calling it a premature evacuation order from the governor earlier this week.
Was that supposed to be a joke?
It kind of was. Okay. Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kinnon, though, he was okay with the call early on. He said, had we not just suffered Hurricane Sally damage, odds are the evacuation order would have never been placed because we would have waited 24 to 36 hours later before making a decision. However, we didn't have that luxury. We had debris everywhere. And Dauphin Island Mayor Jeff Collier kind of echoed those sentiments. He said, normally, we're not cleaning up from a storm while another one is coming. He said, we're still encouraging our local real estate companies to not send individuals to the west end of Dauphin Island right now because they're already experiencing some flooding. So even though most of our area really won't be greatly affected by the storm, Dauphin Island still has to worry about that storm surge being right down there in the Gulf, and of our islands, populated islands being the furthest west and closest to the storm.
Yep.
So they've still got a lot to worry about at Dauphin Island. And yeah, cleanup from Sally, they're now estimating that on Dauphin Island, Sally caused $4 million in damage. However, according to Fox 10, Dauphin Island is not going to have to pick up the whole tab, the whole $4 million. They will have to, I guess, pay about $1 million to fix the island back up, but $4 million in damage to Dauphin Island. And I'm still waiting to see some of the monetary numbers for Gulf Shores and Orange Beach and Pensacola and see how that stacks up.
We were getting some texts in real time the morning of the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were coming from Baldwin County. One of them I know came from a buddy of Sean's down on Dauphin Island. And he described that final part of the eye going over the final eye wall going over the island. I forget what the words were, but it was kind of like, man. And it was chilling to receive that information in real time, like, wow, this is what they're going through right now. We know they were getting hammered.
Yeah, because as the storm moved eastward slowly, you know, it passed over Dauphin Island, and we were talking with Captain Charlie Gray that morning. He said they were in that wind and rain for 36 hours, and then, you know, the same thing happened as it moved up into Baldwin County, just hours and hours of heavy rain and heavy wind, and, well, we've seen the destruction that it left behind.
Yeah, and some of that destruction is on your lawn. I got a text on our text line from my friend Roland Bounds, who I've known for years, and he's now happy that I'm now joining Dalton on FM Talk 106.5, so am I. Thank you, Roland. Also, can you clear up for me again the issue of the bags filled with leaves from Sally? Are they going to pick them up? I think they are, but you need to create a separate pile with the bags, as opposed, you know, don't just throw it on top of the other debris, or you can take them to Texas Street or to Langan Park. This might be the last day for that. This may be the final day to do that, but you can take those bags and dispose of them yourselves, and it'll probably help clean up. You know, overall, it's that much less debris they've got to pick up.
Yeah, if they stuck to the original schedule, I think today at 4 p.m. they closed down that debris drop-off zone there at Langan Park. But you're right, you have today to do that. And whether you're, I'm not sure if Roland, City of Mobile, County of Mobile, or in Baldwin County, but they've all been picking up this debris the last 2 weeks. There's just so much of it. It's taken a really long time. And then, as we were worried about Hurricane Delta moving into the area, some of the they had to refocus their efforts into different spots. I know in Baldwin County, they spent more time making sure that the hurricane evacuation routes were cleared,
yep,
even if they were working in some neighborhoods parts of the
city.
They diverted and went to make sure everything would be safe for evacuation. So it's just, I hate it. It's going to take time for them to get around and pick up everyone's trash, but it does look like they are working on it day in and day out.
We almost need, like when the power crews come in, we need more crews that can pick up the debris, if that's possible. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
16 after 6, sports on the way.
The Atlanta Braves are headed to the NLCS for the first time in 19 years. And I've got your roundup from a busy night in high school football coming up in sports.
FM Talk 106.5.
Dr. Bill Williams' weather update is brought to you by Baldwin EMC. For the most up-to-date outage information, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Visit them at baldwinemc.com or call 251-989-6247.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man was rushed to the hospital after he was shot at the Beverly Motel. Mobile police say the victim and the shooter were fighting moments before the shots were fired late last night. A woman tried to drive the victim to the hospital, but pulled over at a gas station on Azalea and Airport Boulevard to call an ambulance. Five people have been arrested for a crime police are describing as a revenge killing. 62-year-old Martha McGinsey was killed late last month. She was the mother of a murder suspect in another shooting. 34-year-old Quinta McCants was the first person charged with McKenzie's murder. Now four more suspects are in custody. A new study suggests more people are remembering to wash their hands during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC found 70% of people remember to wash their hands after coughing, sneezing, or blowing their nose, compared to 53% in 2019. When it comes to washing hands before eating in a restaurant, 70% report doing so in 2020. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Hi, this is Jim Toll with FM Talk 106.5. Many of our customers have asked us about advertising during this challenging time, how to advertise sensitively as well as effectively. With access to research, years of industry experience, and customer feedback on what works, we can help you design a campaign that will be authentic and creative and communicate your values. Get your message in front of the right listeners thousands every week. Call me, Jim Toll, at 251-447-8219.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 619 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Hard to believe, but we're already nearing the end of the Alabama high school football season. Just a few weeks left to play. And we had a lot of games last night, as Dan mentioned earlier, with the games moved up due to Hurricane Delta. Theodore stayed undefeated with a 25-17 win over Fairhope. The Bobcats need one more win to clinch the 7A Region 1 title. Daphne routed Mary G. Montgomery 50-14. Murphy scored a touchdown with 14 seconds left to defeat Alma Bryant 14-13. And Davidson beat Foley 28-13 for the Warriors' first win of the season. In 6A, McGill Tulin crushed Robertsdale 45-6. Spanish Fork got a huge region win by beating Blount 14-10. And Baldwin County High School won for the first time this year with a 20-7 victory over Citronelle. In Class 5A, Faith Academy beat Vigor 41-7, and UMS Wright routed Satsuma 42-6. In 3A, Bayside Academy rallied to defeat Cottage Hill 38-28, and Chickasaw crushed Millery 46-13. And in 2A, St. Luke's fell to Leroy 42-22. There are two games scheduled for tomorrow morning and one for Monday night. Alberta is scheduled to play LaFleur at Ladd People Stadium at 11 tomorrow morning, while BC Rain is set to host St. Paul's at the same time. And then on Monday night, Williamson will play at Escambia County. Another playoff game, another shutout for the Atlanta Braves, who are headed to the National League Championship for the first time since 2001. The Braves shut out Miami yesterday 7-0 to finish the NL Division Series with a three-game sweep. The Braves shut out the Marlins twice after they shut out Cincinnati in both wildcard game wins for Atlanta. After rookie pitcher Ian Anderson played extremely well in a win on Tuesday, another rookie, Kyle Wright, pitched a career-high 7 strikeouts over 6 innings to pick up the win. Braves will next face the LA Dodgers, with the winner of the NLCS heading to the World Series. The Dodgers also remained undefeated through the playoffs after sweeping the San Diego Padres. Last night, the Dodgers beat the Padres 12-3. The two best teams in the National League will square off in a 7-game series starting Monday. The Houston Astros are headed to the American League Championship for the fourth year in a row after beating Oakland 11-6 to take that series in 4 games. Carlos Correa went 3-for-4 with a go-ahead home run and 5 RBI. The Astros and A's combined for 24 home runs, 12 each, most in a postseason series of 5 games or fewer. And the Yankees beat Tampa 5-1 last night. A series deciding Game 5 is set for tonight at 6. Tampa will start pitcher Tyler Glasnow versus the Yankees' Garrett Cole. The winner of tonight's game will take on Houston in the ALCS beginning Sunday. 622 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
And a heartbreaking sight in downtown Mobile yesterday. More on that straight ahead on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms and breezy with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and breezy with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Good Lord willing and the creek don't rise. Bird season is on in Alabama, and Sticks River Shooting Center has everything you need to bag your limit this year, including shotguns, birdshot, practice targets, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. And Sticks River Shooting Center has gift certificates, always the perfect gift for the bird hunter in your life. Sticks River Shooting Center is located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road, Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center at Lot Road and Spice Pond Road. Right by the Quick Stop, they've got a pedestrian struck. They called for south flight, but they had to decline because of the weather. So, again, avoid that area if you can. So far beyond that, we look good. The Bayway and the Causeway, traffic moving fine. Bayshore Finance at the West I-65 Service Road is locally owned and operated and has over 80 years of combined local experience serving you. Let them help you get your credit back on track. See them if you're stuck in a title pond, need a loan, or need a car financed at BayshoreFi.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Good morning from Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. It is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 1065. Lots of great local talk right throughout the day. Starting with us. I know it sounds a little much, me saying it's great local talk and I'm talking about us.
But
I'm trying to promote the station, actually. We've got Jeff Poore at 9 o'clock. Of course, everything politics in the state of Alabama, sometimes even on a national scale. He's got great guests on. And then Sean Sullivan. What can we say about the team leader?
Absolutely nothing. No, I'm just joking. Midday Mobile, I would say definitely one of the top three programs on FM Talk 106.5, but I would check it out if I were you.
It's really good stuff. Okay, so one of the cooler buildings downtown. I usually would consider downtown anything to the east of Broad, so this is just on our side of Broad Street, if you will. But still, it's in the general downtown area. And fire rescue folks from a bunch of companies had to be there yesterday in the morning on the scene of a building fire. It was the historic 1845 Protestant Children's Home, mm-hmm. now known as Cotton Hall, and it's used for events and things like that. Firefighters worked to extinguish the flames, and they told our friends at Fox 10 News that flames were on all three floors of the building, so the damage, you may not see it on the outside as much as on the inside. A little history on this thing. It's this building is on the National Register of Historic Places and has been for almost 50 years. And a new chapter for the building began in 2014 when the nonprofit Historic Restoration Society purchased it for about $440,000. They began a $3 million restoration of the original building and the wing added in the 50s. And the plan was for the HRC to lease it to the Infant Mystics, a Mardi Gras society. And so anyway, it's also a place where you may have attended a wedding reception or a party in the past. Sad, because it's a very unique, obviously historic downtown building.
Yeah, awful. And a 3-alarm fire yesterday. And Sean was talking with Dale Leash from Lagniappe Mobile, who hopped out of bed when he heard this fire began right before 7 a.m. yesterday morning. It's interesting. Dale found out a retired firefighter who was on a morning jog actually saw the flames coming out of the building, and that's when he made the call. And according to Stephen Milhouse, he's the public information officer with Mobile Fire Rescue Department, he said that firefighters began fighting the blaze, but then took a defensive position by evacuating the inside of the building and fighting the three stories of flames from outside the building. So it looks like structurally on the outside, it looks okay, but inside, I guess, just a ton of damage.
You just hate that. You know, there's only so much history out there. You know, there's only so many buildings like that left around. More than we think, but when you see that one on fire, it's really heartbreaking. It is 628 FM Talk 106.5. We will talk with Dr. Bill Williams straight ahead.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man was rushed to the hospital after he was shot at the Beverly Motel. Mobile police say the victim and the shooter were fighting moments before the shots were fired late last night. A woman tried to drive the victim to the hospital, but pulled over at a gas station on Azalea and Airport Boulevard to call an ambulance. Five people have been arrested for a crime police are describing as a revenge killing. 62-year-old Martha McGenzie was killed late last month. She was the mother of a murder suspect in another shooting. 34-year-old Quinta McCants was the first person charged with McKenzie's murder. Now four more suspects are in custody. A new study suggests more people are remembering to wash their hands during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC found 70% of people remember to wash their hands after coughing, sneezing, or blowing their nose, compared to 53% in 2019. When it comes to washing hands before eating in a restaurant, 70% report doing so in 2020. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As it approaches our coast, Hurricane Delta is forecasted to be weakening rather than strengthening, and it's going to be a storm that moves faster.
Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards says Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall in Louisiana around the same place another hurricane hit in August. Edwards continues.
It is very clear that Southwest Louisiana is going to get more of a punch from this than we would like to see, for sure, because we're still trying to recover from Hurricane Laura.
With the second Democratic presidential debate scrapped next week in Miami, both candidates hitting the road. President Trump holding a campaign rally down in Florida. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will be holding a town hall in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with your Money Now. The U.S. budget deficit tripled in the fiscal year ended September 30th as the government battled a global pandemic that plunged the country into recession. The budget gap in fiscal 2020 widened to $3.1 trillion. As a share of economic output, the annual deficit reached 15.2%, the largest since 1945, when the country was financing massive military operations to help end World War II. A surge of federal spending to combat the virus and cushion the economy, coupled with a drop-off in federal revenue amid widespread shutdowns and layoffs, contributed to the widening deficit. AT&T's Warner Media is restructuring its workforce as it seeks to reduce costs by as much as 20% as the pandemic drains income from movie tickets, cable subscriptions, and television ads. The overhaul, which is expected to begin in the coming weeks, would result in thousands of layoffs across Warner Brothers Studios and TV channels like HBO, TBS, and TNT. And that's your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
There are millions of reasons to love a pet and a million more to love a shelter pet. And to spread more love, Kobe Subaru is celebrating October 22nd as our second annual Make a Dog's Day by inviting you to do something extra special for your favorite dog. Kobe Subaru will donate $100 to the Animal Rescue Foundation for every dog or cat that is adopted this month. It's one of the many ways we're keeping our love promise. Subaru, more than a car company. And remember, at Kobe, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And of course, we will get around to Hurricane Delta. Right now, Doc, you're just simply pleasantries from Dan and Dalton. How you doing, man?
Good morning.
Good morning. How's our weekend going to shape up? I know we got the weather scale next hour, but just give us a peek at what we're in for.
Yeah, it's a 50-50 situation. Okay. The first half, not so good. Second half, not bad at all, really. So we'll see things improving on Sunday. But in the meantime, today we can look for some scattered showers. Not much so far on the radar, but we will see showers developing. Another warm day today. Yesterday up to 86 degrees. Now, the normal this time of the year is 81. So we're running well above normal, 85 for this afternoon. Tonight, though, widespread shower activity, possibly some heavy downpours at times, and it will become breezy tonight. Southeast wind 15 to 20, gusting to 30 miles per hour. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, again, widespread shower activity. The high temperature tomorrow will be in the low 80s, and we'll see a southerly wind at 15 to 20, gusting to 35 miles per hour at times. But then on Sunday, it'll become mostly sunny. Just a few scattered showers, and the temperatures will be in the mid-80s. Then Monday and Tuesday, sunny with highs in the mid-80s. And then Wednesday and Thursday of next week will cool down a little bit in the low 80s. But at night, we'll see temperatures down around 60 degrees. So we will see some drier air coming in on Tuesday and lasting through a good portion of next week.
Dr. Bill, I'm going to take a wild guess and say that tonight's widespread showers are coming off of the Hurricane Delta system. So where do we stand now with Delta? Where and when is it expected to make landfall?
Well, Delta now is a Category 3 storm with 120-mile-per-hour sustained winds. It's headed for the southwest coast of Louisiana, and it looks like it will arrive late this afternoon, possibly very early this evening. And so it's possible it could get in some of the last of the daylight hours. The likely target right now is just east of Lake Charles, possibly in the Cameron, Louisiana area, maybe a little bit east of that, but still in southwest Louisiana. Now, it may lose a little bit of strength as it moves over some cooler water, but it would still arrive at a Category 2. It then would, and it looks right now like the storm surge could be 10 feet, possibly as high as 12 feet in some areas. It'll move in to Louisiana tonight, crossing through the state during the nighttime hours, and then dropping down to a tropical storm, but of course producing heavy rain and very gusty winds across the state. It'll move into western Mississippi tomorrow, and tomorrow afternoon and through late tomorrow into very early Sunday, it'll go across Mississippi as a tropical depression and end up in Tennessee on Sunday. And so a long track and a lot of damage expected, of course, through Louisiana, particularly on the coast, but then a lot of tree damage, as you might expect, as it is a strong tropical storm as it moves up through the state of Louisiana. Now, for our area, as I've already mentioned, we will see gusty winds. Winds will pick up a little bit this afternoon, but then gusting to 30 and then 35 miles per hour tomorrow, mainly out of the southeast and south. And we'll have some rain showers. Could end up with a couple of inches of rain, nothing to compare with what Sally produced some time ago. It looks like we could see a storm surge of around 1 to 3 feet for the Alabama coast for tonight and tomorrow. It could be as high as 3 to 5 feet over western sections of the Mississippi coast.
Wow. And I mean, we'll certainly take that rather than a direct hit from the hurricane, but I can't help but think of those four poor people in Louisiana. And Dr. Bill, you tried to warn us going into this hurricane season that it would be a very active season, but Delta, the 25th named storm this year, and I believe Louisiana has braced for six storms on their own. I saw a video where a blue tarp still over so many homes down there in southwest Louisiana, and you mentioned the storm surge, 10 to 12 feet, a lot of low-lying areas there on the Louisiana coast.
Yeah, and again, this is going to be a damage producer. If it, it comes in a Category 2, that would mostly be tree damage, but if it stays near a Category 3, then you're going to see a lot of roof damage and some structural damage, buildings near the coast. But as it moves inland, it'll be mostly tree damage. So large sections of Louisiana will be without power again and for some time as the storm moves on through. The good thing is it's moving through rapidly, and that's going to cut down on the amount of rain. Some areas could see 4 to 8 inches of rain along the storm track, but if it had been a slower-moving storm, then double-digit rains would be widespread.
Dr. Bill, we will check back in 1 hour to see if there's any major shifts or changes or anything you want to report to us. And, of course, we'll also have that regionally famous weekend weather scale in 1 hour.
That's a highlight, yes.
It most certainly is. Dr. Bill Williams, our staff meteorologist at FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, and you can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. And I would just say it's highly encouraged to listen to Dr. Bill, especially this time of year, as we still have over a month to go in hurricane season.
Biden and Trump, will they debate again? Yes, no, what's the deal? Dalton's got more on that, plus what in the world is going on in Michigan? That's next.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. Look, the game has changed, but here's one thing that hasn't. To win at the highest level, you have to be able to recruit. There's just no getting around it. C Spire Business knows that. They give you an influx of top talent to help your business win, from IT and cloud support to 24/7 assistance, because the greatest game plan in the world won't work if you don't have the team you need to run it. C Spire Business, what it takes to win. Go to cspirebusiness.com.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringdaleToyota.com Traffic Center, have a pedestrian struck at lot in Spice Pond Road. Other than that, we look good. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Light traffic across the Bayway, and again from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, along I-10, all the way out towards Grand Bay Wimble Road. You're going to find the radar this morning, so be careful. At Premier Medical, with four offices to serve you in Mobile and Daphne, they have 34 of the region's best doctors for all your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs. Premier Medical, committed to providing the highest quality care to children and adults at PMG.MD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Talked to a lot of the nice people in Satsuma last night, because we set up on the visitor side for our broadcast at UMS Right last night. And a lot of them very aware. Mr. Dan is now working with Dalton at FM Talk 106.5. It's pretty cool. They would say, hey, man, you know, so a lot of listeners in that part of the county, and so we just want to say hello to you all and thank you for listening.
Yeah, sure, definitely.
It is 6:43 at FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton, Oregon, Mobile Mornings, and agents foiled a stunning plot to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, authorities said yesterday in announcing charges in an alleged scheme that involved months of planning and even rehearsals to snatch her from her vacation home. Crazy.
Wow. They were practicing.
They were practicing. Six men were charged in federal court with conspiring to kidnap the governor in reaction to what they viewed as her uncontrolled power, according to a federal complaint. Separately, seven others were charged in state court under Michigan anti-terrorism laws for allegedly targeting police and seeking a civil war. Oof. For some perspective on cases like this, former Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Johnston joined Gordon Deal on This Morning, and that was earlier today. Here's what he had to say.
You know, a lot of times groups like this form, and they just want to talk about it. They don't have any intention of doing anything. They're disgruntled, and they talk about it. Those informal groups are out there, unfortunately, but that's their right to talk about it. The problem is when you take it into motion and plan to do something about it, and you go to a specific plot with specific plans where you're going to have ways to escape, ways to kidnap, ways to hold people, and so forth. And that's apparently what is allegedly...
Yeah, allegedly going on here. As far as investigators finding evidence of the plot online in plain sight, Johnston said this.
Well, nobody ever promised that these folks were terribly bright. Sometimes it's just the brain power may not be there, but the desire to do something bad is, and that's where those two meet sometimes online.
Isn't that crazy? What a story.
Yeah, I guess they were, FBI said they were planning on Wednesday to make a payment on explosives and exchange tactical gear. So I guess we'll hear more about this story going forward. But Whitmer, I'm sure, at least a little more worried than she was earlier this week after finding out about this plot.
No kidding.
Well, President Trump has been given the okay to return to business as usual. That's according to his doctor, Sean Conley, yesterday, who said that Saturday will be 10 days since the president was first diagnosed with coronavirus. Said that President Trump has responded, quote, extremely well to treatment, and that there's no sign of, quote, adverse therapeutic effects. He said today the president has completed his course of therapy for COVID-19 as prescribed by his team of physicians. And president apparently wasting no time, as of course we're now within a month of Election Tuesday. And last night on Fox News, president said they're trying to make last minute arrangements to hold some weekend rallies, one in Florida and one in Pennsylvania. He said, I think I'm going to try to doing a rally on Saturday night if we have enough time to put it together. Said we want to do a rally probably in Florida on Saturday night. I might come back and do one in Pennsylvania the following night. And said it's incredible what's going on. I feel so good. So president trying to get back out on the campaign trail as early as this weekend. And the big question from yesterday is, what is to come of the next scheduled debate?
Right.
The debate commission said yesterday that they will hold the next debate, which is scheduled for Thursday night, October 15th in Miami, that it will be a virtual debate. And the president pretty much immediately on Fox News came out and said, I'm not going to debate if it's a virtual debate.
That story broke yesterday morning, and it was like, 12 minutes later, Trump was on Fox News saying, ain't happening.
Immediate response. And the chairman of the Commission on Presidential Debates, they said that they are not reconsidering shifting the second debate from virtual back to in-person. So it appears like the two are pretty locked in, the president's side and the commission's side. And if that's the case and Trump does not decide to do the debate, then I guess they'll either do a solo forum online with Joe Biden, the candidate for the Democrats, or there just won't be a debate at all. Now, the third debate still scheduled for October 22nd, and they said that is still slated to go on as planned. But it does appear next Thursday debate is gone unless the president changes his mind.
Donald Trump Jr. also in Panama City today, I think.
I think it was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah, Panama City rally.
Interesting. 647, FM Talk 106.5 in sports.
Auburn lost a key piece of their defense to injury, and I've got the SEC Week 3 schedule breakdown for you. All that coming up in sports.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at Neiman'sCatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man was rushed to the hospital after he was shot at the Beverly Motel. Mobile police say the victim and the shooter were fighting moments before the shots were fired late last night. A woman tried to drive the victim to the hospital, but pulled over at a gas station on Azalea and Airport Boulevard to call an ambulance. Five people have been arrested for a crime police are describing as a revenge killing. 62-year-old Martha McGenzie was killed late last month. She was the mother of a murder suspect in another shooting. 34-year-old Quinta McCants was the first person charged with McKenzie's murder. Now four more suspects are in custody. A new study suggests more people are remembering to wash their hands during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC found 70% of people remember to wash their hands after coughing, sneezing, or blowing their nose, compared to 53% in 2019. When it comes to washing hands before eating in a restaurant, 70% report doing so in 2020. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, pretty focused on your phone. Checking out Tinder?
Not Tinder, man. Breaking news just posted on lanyatmobile.com. There's some real shady stuff going on. Have you read it yet?
No, don't have a digital subscription, so no.
Really? It costs almost nothing. You're really missing out on a lot.
I don't know. I always pick up the print version. They're everywhere and free, and you know how cheap I am.
Are you kidding? It's only 21 cents a day. It's totally worth it. All the same great stuff in the Mobile and Baldwin editions. Daily breaking news, exclusive web content, and really convenient. You can read it on your phone or any computer.
Really? Will a subscription work on all my devices?
Dude, one digital subscription gets you access on five devices. Phones, work computer, home computer, whatever you need. It literally takes less than a minute. And you're supporting a strong local newspaper that goes after public corruption and info on things that we really need to know.
Okay, I'll sign up at lanyatmobile.com right after you buy me a drink.
Man, you really are cheap.
Look for Lanyap at over 1,500 locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties and sign up for a digital subscription today at lanyatmobile.com and help keep Mobile funky.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Auburn Tigers have lost a major player on defense for at least the near future. Auburn Undercover was first to report yesterday that Tigers middle linebacker KJ Britt set to undergo thumb surgery today. It's uncertain when Britt will return to the team. He suffered a hand injury prior to last week's game against Georgia, and his surgery today reportedly to repair torn ligaments in his right thumb. Britt also reportedly played through a shoulder injury in last week's loss to Georgia. Britt was named to the All-SEC team last season after logging 69 tackles, 10 for a loss, and 2.5 sacks. Through two games this season, the senior linebacker leads Auburn with 23 tackles.
That's the last thing Auburn needed.
He is the quarterback of that defense.
Yeah, he's a great hitter.
Big loss. Tomorrow, the Tigers are set to host the Arkansas Razorbacks at 3 p.m. Auburn is currently favored by 13.5 points. As always, you can hear the Auburn Tiger radio call right here on FM Talk 106.5. pregame show begins at noon. The Alabama Crimson Tide game at Ole Miss has been pushed back from a 5 p.m. start to 6:30 due to Hurricane Delta. The Tide are favored by 24 points, and that game will air on ESPN. Another change the SEC made this week due to the storm was moving LSU's home game against Missouri to Columbia from Baton Rouge. Game now set to kick off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on SEC Network's alternate channel. Number 17-ranked LSU is favored by 13.5 points. In tomorrow's other games, number 21 Texas A&M hosts number 4 Florida at 11 on ESPN. The Gators are favored by 6.5. Vanderbilt hosts South Carolina at 11. Gamecocks are favored in that one by 13.5 points. At 2:30, number 3-ranked Georgia hosts number 14 Tennessee in the SEC Game of the Week on CBS. Bulldogs favored by 12.5.
It's your favorite team, isn't it?
Yeah, and Georgia, your favorite team, right?
Yeah, I went to Georgia.
I went to South, but I like Tennessee.
I got it.
And I think we might have a chance tomorrow, just to let you know.
And by the way, I didn't go to Georgia for long. It's not like I was honored by the university or anything like that.
Yeah, I thought you won the Heisman there. I guess I was wrong.
No, that wasn't me.
And then to wrap it up, tomorrow night, 6:30, Kentucky set to host Mississippi State on the SEC Network. The Wildcats currently favored by 2 over the Bulldogs. And in the NFL, the Chicago Bears beat Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 20-19 last night. 6:53 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
For those who bet on college football during the age of the pandemic, Mississippi State beat LSU, throwing for 600 yards in week one.
Right.
At LSU. They lost to Arkansas in week two at home. If you're wagering money on all this stuff,
good luck.
Good luck to you. FM Talk 106.5, 6:53.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms and breezy with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and breezy with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Joining this year's back-to-school safety campaign, the management and staff of All In Credit Union reminds you to make sure your children's seatbelts are buckled, even for short trips. Be a safe driver at all times. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text while driving. This message from the management and staff of All In Credit Union, with offices in Mobile and Baldwin counties. A concerned Gulf Coast organization helping to make this a safer school year.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Have a pedestrian struck at Lot Road and Spice Pond Road. Officers are still on the scene there. We look good across the Bayway and the Causeway as Mobile Police Department tells us there's no wrecks in the roadways. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, and North and Southbound 65 all the way from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland look great. Coming up tomorrow night at Deep South Speedway in Loxley, you'll see 8 divisions of dirt cars running. The late models are back with the open wheel modified, street stocks, my class, to pure stocks, and more. Get details on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
By the way, Auburn and SEC football fans, keep in mind, we get Huddle Up with Jason Campbell again this morning. We do that every Friday morning a little after 8 o'clock, like right when we get out of the news segments and all that, about 8:05. Texting with Jason right now, just trying to get an idea where his head is as we head into this weekend of college football. And it's so unpredictable this year.
It really is.
What do we know? We know Alabama looks real good.
Yeah, and you got a pretty good feeling Georgia and Florida are looking good on the East, but that's about it right now as far as what we know. I do know that I love a good Halloween survey.
I was unaware of that.
What people are thinking about Halloween, and have a new poll out from Shaw Academy. They asked 1,000 Americans from different age groups about which candies they most look forward to in their trick-or-treating days, and a lot of similarities, but also quite a few differences. Not surprisingly, the survey participants largely agreed that they preferred some of the most popular name brand candies currently on the market. Generation Zers, which Generation Zers, Millennials, and Gen Xers all said they love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Snickers, and Kit Kats in that order. So Reese's Peanut Butter Cups number one for at least three generations, while the Boomers, they said that Snickers are number one.
Get off my lawn.
Reese's Cups second for the Boomers, and Milky Way making its way into third on the list for the Boomers.
Hang on real quick on this. Three Musketeer bars.
Mm-hmm.
So Milky Way and what was it? Snickers?
Yeah, so...
Aren't Snickers, Milky Way, and Three Musketeer bars, aren't they almost all the same thing?
I think kind of similar. I'm not really sure the breakdown.
All right.
But I know Milky Way, Three Musketeers did not make the top three list for any of the generations.
Well, they're armed. I wouldn't get those guys mad.
No, you got to watch out.
They all carry swords.
Yeah, the Gen Zers, which were the youngest age group, they ranked Twix and Hershey's bars as their fourth and fifth favorites. But believe it or not, Millennials, which is where I stand, ranked Candy Corn in the top five, followed by Twix.
You're a strange age
group. Candy Corn has also been named as the worst Halloween candy in another survey. So there you go.
And y'all like it. Okay. 658 FM Talk 106.5. Lots of news and traffic and weather all straight ahead with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man was rushed to the hospital after he was shot at the Beverly Motel. Mobile police say the victim and the shooter were fighting moments before the shots were fired late last night. A woman tried to drive the victim to the hospital, but pulled over at a gas station on Azalea and Airport Boulevard to call an ambulance. Five people have been arrested for a crime police are describing as a revenge killing. 62-year-old Martha McGenzie was killed late last month. She was the mother of a murder suspect in another shooting. 34-year-old Quinta McCants was the first person charged with McKenzie's murder. Now four more suspects are in custody. A new study suggests more people are remembering to wash their hands during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC found 70% of people remember to wash their hands after coughing, sneezing, or blowing their nose, compared to 53% in 2019. When it comes to washing hands before eating in a restaurant, 70% report doing so in 2020. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365. To respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint Smart Home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint Smart Home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430.